53 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The features that you'll find there are brought to you for free. And that's the way a good talk show website should be. You actually can control the content as well. So not only is the site free, but it actually counts on you to put whatever it is there, it's there. Because if it weren't for listeners like you, we would have a really awful website. Because it used to be that way. The web used to be this we talk, you listen kind of model. And now it's you tell us what's important kind of model. And I think that's a lot better, a lot more community-oriented. So when you go to freetalklive.com, you will see what I mean, because there's different items there, and they're all added by our listeners and then voted on by our listeners as well. So head over to freetalklive.com. 1-855-450-FREE, the number here tonight with you. It is Ian.
And Julia.
All right, so of course, much to discuss out the gate here this evening, including news about the Libertarian Party. Yeah, it's not really that big news, because no one really pays attention to the Libertarian Party. And I myself had withdrawn from the Libertarian Party back in 2008. And this article here is a good example of why I decided to leave the Libertarian Party. There is a character over on their Libertarian National Committee named Wayne Root. And he's the guy who ran for vice president with Bob Barr back in 2008. For those who don't know, Bob Barr is formerly a Republican who claimed that he'd had this big, you know, transition, that he'd become a libertarian. And anybody that paid attention to the things he was saying would have known that's not really true. Now, maybe he did go in the right direction on a few issues, or maybe he was just saying those things so he could have some sort of a grasp at political power, which, not that the Libertarian Party is ever going to give you any of that. But this other guy, Wayne Root, was running with him on the vice presidential candidate ticket. And since then, he's been put on their national committee. And he said recently in a quote on the Bill Cunningham podcast, who himself is a very right-wing, conservaclone, kind of Rush Limbaugh wannabe guy. He says this in the first couple of minutes. I think the important thing now is to make sure Obama is not elected. And that means, in my mind, I would love for a libertarian like Gary Johnson, the two-term governor of New Mexico, would actually get elected to president. But I think we all know that's not going to happen. Therefore, it's got to be Romney. There is no choice.
And
this, right. This coming from a purported libertarian, a member of the Libertarian National Committee.
It's got to be Romney.
That's what he says. There's no choice, he says.
How about none of them?
Well, I agree.
None of the above.
If they actually ended up having a real libertarian candidate, I'd probably end up voting for that person. They didn't in the year 2008, and I don't expect that they will this time around either, because Gary Johnson isn't even a libertarian. He's probably more liberty-minded than Bob Barr was, so I guess it's a step in the right direction. But he's certainly no Harry Brown, and Harry Brown was the libertarian candidate that brought me into the movement back in the year 2000. A really principled guy, who was a great communicator. And these more recent candidates, they don't know principles. They don't understand the principle that used to mean something to people that called themselves libertarian, which is that you don't support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. When I joined the Libertarian Party, I signed a statement saying that. I took it pretty seriously. I guess people don't really take it seriously anymore. And so this joker, who is really nothing more than a hard right winger who has essentially infiltrated the Libertarian Party, which, you know, is not a hard thing to do, apparently, because there's a bunch of them.
Why? That's what I want to know. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because it's not like they're going to win.
No, you'd do much better off as a Republican. Maybe it's because they're trying to get news or something, or attention?
There's certainly no attention being paid to them. This is an article over at Reason.com, which is not a mainstream news source, but more of a liberty-oriented news source. So the mainstream media doesn't care about Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't care about
I've never heard of him.
The Libertarian Party or anything like that. So that's an excellent question. Why would someone want to join the Libertarian Party, someone like Wayne Root? And I think that, you know, you're certainly welcome to speculate at 855-450-FREE. maybe it's because he feels like he can't get a foothold in the Republican Party and is just looking for power within a political party. Like just
that seems really strange.
Right, some desperate grasp at whatever level of power he feels like he can get. I mean, here he is on the Libertarian National Committee. Maybe that makes him feel like he's gotten somewhere.
His wife wears the pants, so he's got to feel something somewhere.
Could be. It's probably a lot harder for somebody to get on the Republican committee, because it's probably more established. It's been around for a lot longer. The good old boys network is maybe a little bit tighter there. Maybe that's one of the things. Or perhaps there's some dastardly plot to take over the Libertarian Party. I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of. In politics, they do some really nasty things. They do some real underhanded tactics. Anybody that's ever been to a Republican convention to support Ron Paul knows what that means. Because we've had people call into the show and talk about how they've gone to these Republican conventions supporting Ron Paul and have been, they've had the microphone shut off, they've had the rules changed, they've had all kinds of just sneaky stuff done to prevent them from getting a foothold within the Republican Rules Committee or within the Republican, whatever their structure is that they're utilizing there. So it wouldn't be unheard of for a group of Republicans or Democrats or whoever to change their party affiliation, join a third party, whether we're talking about the Libertarians, the Greens, or whatever, for the express purpose of making those third parties less effective, for the express
but
purpose of watering them down.
Effective are third parties?
Not very. And they've never really been very effective.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they're not worried about them, right? I mean, the Libertarian Party for a while was the third most popular party.
It's not anymore?
I don't think so. I think they might have been surpassed by the Greens, but I'm not positive. I haven't really been paying close attention to third-party politics in quite a while. But every now and then, something just ludicrous like this comes across my desk, and I figured I'd share it so people have some sort of perspective as, well, why don't you call yourself a libertarian? Sometimes people call and ask that. It's because of people like this guy. I don't want to be associated with Wayne Allen Root, who's really nothing more than, like I said, he's just a conservaclone. And I'd be interested in hearing other people's speculation as to why they think someone like Wayne Root would join the Libertarian Party. I think that, internal kind of crisis or takeovers is a very realistic possibility. I really don't know, because politics is so awful and so undesirable to me. Like, I'm not interested in doing these things, like becoming a Libertarian National Committee person or chairperson or anything like that. But there are these political animals out there that's what they live for. They just live for this stuff.
Control freaks.
Right. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Root tried to defend himself on the Independent Political Report comment thread, saying that, I said in a perfect world, I'd like to see Gary Johnson elected president. He'd be the best choice out there. Apparently he's ignoring Ron Paul. But I also said several times on the call that Mitt Romney is a big-spending, big-government Northeast liberal, that he'll make very little difference because of this, and that the difference between Obama and Romney is that Romney will slow down our path off a cliff just a bit, and Obama will take us off the cliff in a matter of minutes. Really? The suggestion being that somehow Obama is worse than Romney?
That's silly.
They're the same. There's no difference between them. And it's just, it really shows this guy's political colors. I mean, he's a Republican. He believes that
it's
the Republicans
funny
are better.
How ingrained this team business is, mm-hmm. like the red or the blue. Because, I think of my mom, for example. She's a nice lady and she's got a big heart. She wants to help people, so she's a Democrat naturally.
Yep.
And she's anti-war, and I remember her really going after Bush for war. But now that I'm a little older, well, Clinton was involved in wars, and
sure,
Obama's involved in wars, and she's going to vote for Obama in 2012.
So, like, keep the
right.
Obama wars going, which, of course, he was just keeping the Bush wars going. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, we'll talk about the National Health Service and what they did to one elderly gentleman in the UK. 855-453, again, is the toll-free number here. You can bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. If you need some collections done and you want it done with respect, so you can keep your customers down the line, SACL CAI can help you with that. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. See their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Seth is on the line with us in Arkansas. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Julia.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Seth, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, on the what you were talking about earlier, I find it hard to call myself a libertarian a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I live in Arkansas, and I'll give you kind of a backstory. I sold a car that I had about a year ago, and an opportunity came up for me to buy a cheap car from a friend. And so I bought it, and, you know, I got the title signed over to me, and I went and this morning, and I got the car insured so that I could go and do the stupid legal registration. Well, I went to the assessment office, got the assessment. From there, you go to the tax collector's office. When I got into the tax collector's office, they said that I owed back taxes of $54 from my previously owned vehicle. Well, I don't make much money. I barely had the money to get the car and to get the insurance and some groceries for the week, you know. And so I argued with them about it, and there was nothing they were going to do about it. You know, I had to pay it in order to get registered. And, you know, as I was leaving, I just said, this is effed up. And a policeman looked at me, he said, "Watch your mouth, son." And I kind of raised my hand a little, and I was like, "Yeah, it's a free country."
He said,
"Not anymore."
Needless to say,
I walked away in tears, you know, just frustrated at the lack of freedom I do have. Because, you know, I keep up with you Free Staters, and I'm avid listener of Stefan and everything. So I fight for liberty and try to defend liberty every day. And so basically I'm calling you to ask about driving without a registration. What I've done today, I immediately called the senator's office and the congressman's office and told them about it, you know, and expressed that I felt like that my rights were being violated, and to find out about the law. They both informed me that there is no federal law that prohibits me from traveling, but that the 10th Amendment gives the states right to adapt statutes and laws on their own. And so I came back, and the state kind of gave me a runaround from the assessments office to the state's revenue office to the revenue office telling me to call the state police because they're the ones that would ticket me and, you know, give me the ticket, the lady said.
So I and what did you want to do to call them to ask if you could? I mean, what are they going to tell you? Yes?
Well, no, what I wanted to do was I wanted to get the Arkansas statute that I would be violating and just have the conversation with them. I know, I realized as I was doing this, yes, I'm calling the state, you know. But I got the statute from them and kind of expressed myself and found out what they would do to me if they caught me driving without a registration.
All right, so what'll they do in Arkansas?
Well, he said that they would give you a citation, and that citation would cost you from it's a misdemeanor, and that citation would cost you $120 to $300. And you could pay it before the court, or you could show up at court. And I said, well, if I show up at court, you know, can I appeal it? You know, he's like, you can, you probably won't get far. Well, I said, can I countersue for violating my right to travel? Like, yeah, but you won't get far with that either.
No.
So I was just curious. I wanted to call you and ask about driving without a registration, traveling freely. You know, is it possible for me to go from point A to point B?
That's a good question, and it's something that a number of people have explored over the years. And if you go online, you'll find all manner of claims about this.
Mm-hmm.
How much of them are true, I couldn't tell you. I know that, you know, if you're doing this, there's a good chance you should, if you're going to do it, you should prepare yourself for, one, losing your car, because they might just decide to tow it rather than, like they said, give you a fine. They may decide to fine you and tow it to an impound yard and then charge you however many dozens of or hundreds of dollars.
Ooh, impound's expensive.
Yeah, to keep it there. And so if you're going to do it, I would recommend doing it with a really crappy car. That way, if you lose it, it's not the end of the world. But so expect that. Expect, like you said, fines. Expect to have to go to court. And expect that if you keep doing it, in some places, you probably will end up with a habitual offender status and be put in jail. So, but, you know, that's obviously the worst case scenario. Best case is what some people claim is true, is that they'll go out there and they'll do this Freedom to Travel activism, they'll get caught, they'll go to court, and they'll be such a pain in the butt of the government people that the government guys will make some sort of a note in their file when they run the tag on the car or when they somehow identify who you are, that they'll just stay away from you because they don't want to mess with having to go to court. They don't want to mess with, you know, the hassle of having to deal with somebody who's not just going to roll over and pay for the fines. So that's a possibility. I don't know who to point you to as far as, yes, this is, here's a real life example of this absolutely happening.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's a believable claim. How likely it is to happen in your area, I don't know. I've met people who've made this claim before, but I just, you know, I've never known anyone personally who's been very successful at it. I've known people who've done freedom to travel activism here in New Hampshire. I've done a little bit of it myself. And usually you end up with fines and possible jail time. You know, if you don't pay up, they will probably try to suspend driving privileges, among other things. So it's a real, you know, it's a real difficult road. They've got a pretty good lockdown on the roads. It's their turf, and they've got their guys on that turf, and they're going to do what they can to keep you off of it without having paid their, you know, their warlord's fees, if you will.
If you're not interested, if you're just interested in saving money, for example, and not trying to do activism per se, I drove up here with a 30-day license for 120 days, and I just kept changing the date.
On the license?
Yeah. I don't know what the temporary licenses are like down there, but up here,
30 days I have to get registered.
Is it? Ours was like a cardboard or, you know what I mean, like a paper-thin piece of, it would be so easy to fake one, but mine happened to have this, like, plastic lining over it, and I just took off the plastic, like, every 30 days, and I would put on tape, clear tape, and just write my own date, and I got in an accident with that, and nobody said anything. I thought, oh, man, I'm going to be in trouble, my car's illegal, and nobody even noticed.
So that's obviously not a real long-term solution, though, right?
I don't know.
And what I'd recommend is, you know, as you said, you're paying attention to the activism movement. Do some more research into it, see how you feel about it, but I wouldn't do that stuff alone. I know there's some people up here right now in New Hampshire that are doing it. Maybe if there was a larger movement of people doing freedom to travel, it could be more successful because then it would become overwhelming to them. Think about that. And Seth, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And once again, freetalklive.com. Those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. Just go click and download right there from the front page of the website. And then, of course, if you need more, you can go into the archives section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free over at freetalklive.com. Now, we were just on a moment ago with a gentleman who was talking about doing freedom to travel activism, and this is one of the more difficult forms of activism to do, simply because you're really putting your freedom on the line in a pretty significant way. If you are used to driving around, then all of a sudden not being able to drive around due to the government guys threatening you with, you know, jail time if you continue to drive can really all drastically alter your lifestyle.
I have to drive.
You've got to go to work.
Yeah, right? So that would not be an option for me.
Right. If you live in a place where walking would be possible and you feel like you could live your life with a bicycle or by walking, then, you know, maybe you could try to experiment with this. Of course, you also have to be willing to possibly face jail time, depending. And it's an interesting form of activism, though. I think it's one that I certainly support, as difficult as it might be. And a lot of people are critics of different forms of activism, and this is certainly one that is no stranger to critique. You know, the idea being that you look crazy if you are doing this freedom to travel stuff, that what will people think? Well, I think that Michelle Seven and I went around Keene, New Hampshire a little while back with a petition to ask people on the streets to sign to get rid of car registration. Just straight out, get rid of it. And I was pretty surprised at how many people supported that. Like, yeah, there were some folks that had the objection, as you might expect, of,
Well, what would you do if somebody was robbing a bank? You know, how would you be able to identify their car? You know, the idea of having some sort of centralized database of
right.
of information. Of course, you know, someone's going to rob a bank. Maybe they would put on a different tag anyway in advance. Really,
ride a bike.
Yeah. So I don't think that these things necessarily prevent crimes from happening. It's just a way for the government to catalog and identify everybody.
Well, and you know, I used to work in a bank, and one of the things, because we had to take some robbery classes, mm-hmm. and one of the things that they taught us was that generally when bank robbers get caught, it has nothing to do with the identification on their car. What it is you've got a bunch of police coming towards the bank after the guy has left, and you've got one car going 100 miles an hour down the road. And it's very obvious.
Really?
That, yeah, because the person who's trying to get away typically is speeding away from the scene. So there's somebody driving very aggressively. Mm-hmm. They pull them over, and they've got, in our case,
prize.
It was a bill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was marked. It actually had a name on it in, like, a blacklit type ink.
Oh, cool.
Like our name, and when we had a log that had, like, this bill's serial number, so all you'd have to do is catch the person with that bill. And they were caught, and they said most bank robbers got caught just because of that. So it really wasn't, you know, they happened to see their car. It was like, oh, I see the license plate here. It was they're fleeing from the scene. In most cases, people who are robbing banks aren't too smart. You know, they're usually desperate, drug addicts, for example, and they would be doing something stupid to get caught.
So that, I thought, was the best objection that the people had, though, was that, oh, we need to have a centralized database. But most people were in favor of the idea of just getting rid of government registration. And as an alternative, I suppose kind of a middle ground between getting rid of it completely and having government registration would be to have a one-time government registration. Like, that's it. Not a yearly bring the cash register.
Right. Well, and that's what it's really about is the state. I mean, I just registered my car here a little late in January, and it costs...
They get a late fee on you?
No. It costs $150-ish. Some of it goes to the state. Some of it goes to the city of Keene, imposes their own fee mm-hmm. on top of the state fee. And then you got to get the state inspection, which I know goes to the... you know, the mechanics and stuff. But that, it's a lot of money. My birthday happens to fall in December, which is when you got to start paying the oil bill, when I have to renew my car and I have to get snow tires and all these things. It's like, with the car, I mean, it's like $1,000 extra to live in December for me. It stinks. And 500 of it goes to the car.
So what I was suggesting to the caller earlier is that he might want to consider the Free State Project, where you are more likely to find other people who value this sort of activism. I'm not saying there is a whole bunch of them, because most people just, you know, they're just not willing to take that kind of risk. We're just not to that point yet. But it sure would be pretty cool if 50 or 100 or 200 people who wanted to do freedom to travel activism would move here and do it. And then when you get caught, take it to court.
I feel like you'd have to be very wealthy to be able to do it.
It would certainly help. We know that Steve Jobs did it, that he had frequently had cars with no license plate on them, but that was some sort of loophole that he was taking advantage of.
And he was rich,
California. Right, he was taking advantage of a loophole that I think, if I'm recalling correctly, would allow, once you purchased or leased a new car, that you could have 6 months with no tag or something like that. And so he would just keep getting new cars every 6 months. So, yeah, obviously the average person can't afford that.
No.
But, if you get a junker car and you manage to make it for a certain number of days before the police actually catch you, it'll probably end up being a whole lot more than the average person pays per day to own a car. But it probably could be done. For me, it took the cops about 30 miles of driving before they actually caught me. And you were actually there when I got caught.
Yep.
I had a private...
He seemed very confused.
Yeah. He's probably never seen anything like
right,
that before.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't like, oh, hi, got him. He was like, huh?
Right. And it was actually kind of an accident that I got caught. You had unfortunately gotten in a wreck, and I'd come out to get you from that. It was the winter time, and so I'd parked down the nearby street, because I didn't want to park over by where the cops were, so they would see my private plate. I had a custom plate made for my car, and it looked really great. Licenseplates.tv is where I had it done, and they, you know, it's embossed, and it looked like a real license plate.
And it said the Shire on the bottom of it. I had my phone number for the 7 digits, and at the top it had private and then the area code. So it's actually an identifying number. If somebody had called that number, they would have been able to talk to me. Like, hey, your driving sucks, buddy, or whatever. So it's probably a better identifying number than the random digits that the average person has on their license plate. So from that perspective, I thought it was an improvement on the state plate. So I'd park down the street, and then we were going back to the car after I'd come and gotten you, and you'd taken care of talking to the police and filling out whatever paperwork that they'd had. And we just kind of sat in the car because I didn't want to drive by the cops with my plate like that. I didn't want to tantalize them. And I should have. I should have just driven by because they would have been busy doing their accident scene stuff, and they probably wouldn't have noticed it at all. So that was a big mistake on my part. I should have just gone ahead and went for it. But what had ended up happening was the cop, Dwayne, came by after he had wrapped up his paperwork at the scene, and he thought, well, I haven't seen them come out of that road, so I want to go and check on those people and make sure they're okay. It was his reasoning.
Nice guy.
His sensible reasoning for coming by. And as he was driving by, we're parked facing the wrong direction against traffic, which is also illegal in New Hampshire.
It's illegal in Florida, too.
I was not aware. And so he then notices as he passes by the car that there's a weird plate on the back of it. And he looks at it and he puts his lights on and swings a U-turn. And I got a ticket for... I don't even remember what the charge was.
Didn't he tow the car? We weren't allowed to drive it.
That's right. He forced me to tow it. But thankfully, sometimes around here, they don't force you to take it to an impound yard. They'll give you the option of taking it to your house. So it was $100 for the tow. And then I had to go to court. They ended up dropping the original charge, which was like registration without... God, I can't remember what it was. It's been so long. But they ended up dropping that charge and charging me with something else. Ultimately, I ended up being charged with having a registered car, a car that was registered in New Hampshire, but not displaying the plate. So I still wonder what the charge would have been had the car not been registered in New Hampshire and wasn't displaying, like, you know, a Wisconsin plate or something like that. I'll probably play with it again some point in the future. More coming up. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support this program? You can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon. There's Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's that simple. It's the same Amazon, same huge selection. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. So it's a great way to get the shopping done and get the stuff that you want and or need over at Amazon through our website, shop.freetalklive.com, to get your shopping taken care of. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
We're talking about, a gentleman called in before to bring up the freedom to travel. Still to come, though, other issues of importance, including government-run health care, the national health care system service over in the UK. It's a pretty tragic story. We'll share with you about that. But, rights to travel is an interesting subject and one that is a kind of a rare form of activism. It's a risky form of activism, but I think that there's a good possible vision for its future. Normally what you usually hear about when it comes to right to travel is some lone nut, or at least that's how they're positioned, is as a nut. And for all I know, they might be absolutely right in what they say. I've just never really seen the proof of it. But somebody out there going and just driving around and not getting harassed by the police for having no registration and no driver's license. And our very own Michelle Seven, maybe we'll ask her about it tomorrow night. She should be here filling in for Derek Jay, who unfortunately cannot be with us because he's on house arrest. But Michelle will be here, and she's done this freedom to travel stuff. In fact, she's one of the more recent participants in it.
He can't come to his next door neighbors?
It possibly would violate his bail if he came here. He would
How
be better
know?
Off asking
the
judge.
He has one of the bracelets?
Nope. It's just if he's caught outside of his house. He can be on the porch. He can be out in the yard. He just can't be somewhere where is not his address. And technically, even though the studio is next door to where he lives, technically it's not his address. So it's kind of a gray area, and I don't think he wants to risk
it.
So maybe he will ask the robed man for permission to come next door, and then we'll be able to have Derek Jay in the studio. But until then, Michelle Seven will be filling in. But she's done some of this right to travel stuff and has been doing it recently. And she believes that the police are now not pulling her over. And sometimes that can be an illusion. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's just...
Yeah.
So it's hard to really nail it down. Is it true that once you do enough right-to-travel activism that the police just start to ignore you because they know that you're not going to pay?
That's a critical aspect of this. If they know that you're going to just go ahead and roll over and shell out hundreds of dollars to the cops every time you get caught, well, they're going to make a point of pulling you over, because then you're just like a piggy bank. They get to break you open every single time they see you on the roads. So if you're going to do right to travel activism, you would want to have the mentality of, I'm not going to pay. Which, of course, if they confiscate your car, can be a very difficult thing, right? So if they take your vehicle, put it in an impound lot, either you pay for it to get it out, or you have to break in to get the car out. And if you do that, then you get charged with theft of services, and now you're looking at, you know, some jail time as a result. Because even though it's your car, they think it's their car once they put their hands on it, and they consider that stealing. So it's a pretty risky endeavor. But I think that numbers can really change how it works out. Because if it's true, and some people are saying that they think that that you know they're immune now because they've done enough right to travel activism, they haven't paid, they've gone to court, they fought it all the way as much as they possibly can, and the cops are just like, ah, screw it. We're not going to get any money out of that person.
But, see, when I think about the attitude of the cops, and not all cops, I have to say that because I get emails sometimes if I say things like cops do this or mm-hmm. cops do that. But some cops, I feel like that would bother them, just the principle, like, that you're so cocky, I guess is how they would view it, that they would just want to pull you over to hassle you.
Maybe. All I'm going on is what people are saying. You know, what the folks who do right to travel activism have claimed. Some of them have claimed.
I wonder, because you can get a moped here. Mm-hmm. A moped registration is very cheap, but you can get mopeds on Craigslist, like old ones, for like $500 or less. You know, old ones. And then losing it wouldn't really be such a big deal, like as opposed to thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
For cars. You
yeah.
still have to have the little, they got these cute little license plates. And
it would
so.
Make sense. It would make sense to go that direction,
yeah.
Julia, because then you're only, like you say, you're losing a little bit of money, and also maybe you're getting a better operating machine for $500, too, because one of the problems with buying a junker car
yeah.
is taking it to the
well,
repair shop.
Well, that's what I mean, and if you were someone who was mechanically inclined, you could probably do some work on it. You
right.
know what I mean? It's much smaller. It's a much smaller engine. There's two mopeds at my house,
mm-hmm.
and I think one of them cost like $400, and the other one was like $200.
Not bad.
And
they both work?
They both work, and the $200 one, it had like no miles on it at all, and it gets 180 gallons of gas. 180 miles to the gallon, so.
So think about whether you do the mopeds or you do just cheap cars or whatever.
Right.
Think about how that would affect the system if you actually had large numbers of people doing it. And when I say large, I mean, you know, 50 or 100 or something like that. I consider that a huge movement. If you actually had that happening, then it would really change how it plays out, because you could have some sort of an identifying sticker or the license plate. Like I mentioned before, I had a Shire license plate. You could have a custom plate that everybody who's doing the freedom to travel activism would have on their car. That way the cops eventually would learn, right? Like, oh, it's one of them. And they wouldn't want to pull, you know, in theory, they wouldn't want to pull you over because they know you're not going to pay up. And that's what it's all about anyway. It's about raising money. It's not about safety. Because people who've got all kind of DUIs can get behind the wheel and drive somewhere and be completely registered. So it's not about safety.
I understand that it's not about safety, and you're 100% correct. But I'm not so sure that all cops, you know what I mean? They kind of front like it's about safety. And I think when they're in training, it's like, this is all about safety. And the way we grow up, this is all about safety. So I'm not necessarily
sure
that.
They might say it to you, but how many believe it? How many cops actually, when they're writing out ticket after ticket after ticket, tell themselves it's all about safety?
It's the law.
How many of them really realize this is all about
safety? I don't know, but I'd be very interested, because it's to me, it seems like they kind of live in a dream world, right? Like they tell themselves things to maybe to help them sleep at night. Or
sure, I think that's true. They obviously have to
operate
certain parts
in a completely different paradigm.
Right.
And I think that, you know, a lot of them tell themselves this is about safety. I've seen police officers say some really dumb things, like on the news and stuff, about safety, and like the lemonade. Remember, there was some little girl who got busted with lemonade, and this police chief actually
could
says
be poisoned in there.
Yeah, and she says it with a straight face, and I'm just thinking, really?
Yeah, I think that could be a factor. But then again, also on the other side of that, maybe they don't want to have to deal with going to court. Although, around here, they get paid overtime to go to court. So
nice.
Maybe they would want to go to court. Again, I think that if you had the numbers, it would change how things play out. because ultimately they don't want to do, I don't think they want to do a bunch of paperwork. They don't ultimately want to do the extra work they have to do to go to court, get put on a stand, be cross-examined, do all that stuff, and then to not have the person end up paying down the line. It's a big waste of their time and their effort. They want to go after, they're bullies, so they want to go after the people that are going to pay up. Bully doesn't pick on somebody that's going to stand up for themselves. The bully picks on the easy marks. I know, not all cops are bullies, but the way they kind of behave is bully-like. And they're doing something that's very similar to being a bully. So if everybody had some kind of identifying marker that was doing freedom to travel activism, that could kind of keep them away. I'm convinced there was one time I was parked downtown in Keene where I did not get a parking ticket, and I should have. I was down there for like 2 hours, and I probably blew over my time on the meter by an hour plus. And when I came down there, a car next to my car had a ticket on it. So I knew for a fact that the woman had come by and ticketed cars while I was in there. Seemed very likely that I should have been ticketed for it. But I figured that maybe she knew which car was mine and she didn't want to ticket it because she knows I'm going to take that parking ticket to court. Because I've done it twice now. And one time when I was in court, I asked the bureaucrat, I said, well, how many tickets would you have given out if you'd actually been out on the streets right now? Because she'd spent 2 hours in court, as I did, waiting for the trial, and then, you know, half an hour in the trial, 40 minutes in the trial. She said she'd have given out 25 tickets or 20 tickets. So I saved another 20-something people from getting parking tickets simply by taking mine to court. And then ultimately ended up paying $50 to a local charity to make it all go away and never gave a dime to the state. So if they start having a movement of people who are doing this, what will they do? In fact, some activists went in, speaking of parking tickets, like 4 or 5 activists all got parking tickets once, and they all went in together to file for their court cases. They've never heard back. It's been more than 90 days.
Really?
They must have dropped the charges, because there's a rule that says if it doesn't go to prosecution, after 90 days, charge has to be dropped. So they asked for their trial. Never got it. Charge is gone. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drives for free.
JacksDice.com.
What if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Journey to the House of Rocks.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JacksDice is
here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.